hour live from Jasper's Kitchen, presented by Hen House. Sit back, relax, and enjoy something new from the wonderful world of delicious cooking with our favorite chef, Jasper Barabli, and his co-host, food journalist, Kimberly Stern.
You know, Jasper, we are at the end of the year. In fact, we are at the very last day of the year.
Wow, celebrating another year, New Year's Eve in Kansas City, Kimberly. We said it last week, Christmas. I'm very grateful for all of our listeners, for everybody back at KCMO. And of course, it's New Year's Eve, and I get to spend it with you right now.
And it's
at least the afternoon part.
At least the afternoon part. It's so much fun. And, you know, just reflecting back on the year, of course, we did that last year. But looking forward to next year, we've already got 3 months of guests booked.
This is one hot show.
You better believe it, baby.
And let me tell you something. To work with Jasper, like Kimberly does, and to get all my emails, Kimberly, can you get this one on? Kimberly, can you fit this one in? Kimberly, put this one on. I not only congratulate you, I thank you. And I wish you and your family a wonderful new year, because you know what? I couldn't do it without you on this show, Miss Kimberly.
And I couldn't do it without you, Jane. We couldn't do it without Mark Andrews back
right.
in the studio.
Well, we couldn't. Let me tell you something. It's another delicious show for New Year's Eve. Kimberly, I'm hungry, and we're going to celebrate. Let's talk.
We have 99 Hops, which is the new beer restaurant at Argosy Casino.
Oh, wow.
We have Midnight Espresso.
That and a little coffee tonight?
That's right. We have Rockin' Brews at Prairie Fire. Perfect place to not only go and get a great burger, some great ribs, but you can take your pooch.
Aw.
And, of course, we're going to be talking with Doodah Diner in Wichita.
Boy, if you're taking a road trip, that's the place to go this week. This is Jasper Marabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Happy New Year, my friends. Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Since 1923, our friends from Hen House Market are celebrating New Year's Eve in the stores. And of course, you need to check them out, because Hen House Market is your store. You need to find out all about those beautiful Tippins pies to celebrate the holiday with. Oh my, I'm thinking French silk, pumpkin pie, of course, lemon meringue, apple pie, cherry pie. Oh, it can be a Tippins New Year's Eve for me, my friends. And make sure you go out and check out the meat department and the fresh seafood. Hey, lobster and steaks? That's right. Celebrate the New Year's with Hen House Market, your store since 1923. From the Ball family to your family, Happy New Year, my friends. I don't think there's no better way to start a Saturday morning than to sip on a little brewski and enjoy a nice little short rib sandwich, Miss Kimberly.
I'm with you, Jasper, and a few deviled eggs.
Oh, wait, did you taste the wasabi one?
And a hamburger.
We have 99 Hops in the house and Chef Joe Cheesick with us today, Kimberly.
Chef Joe, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You are, what you've brought us is incredible. That braised beef sandwich on farm-to-market bread with fontina cheese.
Thank you.
Thank you. So you have found creative ways to integrate beer into several of the menu items that you serve at 99 Hops House.
Yeah, the braised beef's a perfect example. We use a stout in the braise. Mm. So a lot of people do a red wine braised beef. We're using a dark, roasty stout to get all that nice flavor and just really enhance the meaty goodness that we got going on here.
Isn't that good, Jasper?
Oh, my God. No kidding.
Yeah, with those caramelized onions.
Now, we need to tell our listeners that this is located in an Argosy Casino, which is kind of redone the restaurants. There are a couple different new restaurants.
We've added two restaurants in the last year, 99 Hops being the first. We're a beer concept. We like to include beer in the food, like she said. And we've also added another Mexican restaurant called The Lucky Taco, which just opened recently.
Well, I'll tell you, there's a lot of talk around town right now about this beer wall. And correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, give me the right term for this, because it's really unique, something like we do in Italy with the cards for the wine and the little machine. You're doing this with beer?
Yeah. It's a digital system that has 28 taps on the wall, broken up in banks of four. And through that, you get to walk up, bring a little card. You can charge it up with a little bit of money, or you can run a tab, walk up, pour beer by, and pay by the ounce.
So you can create your own flight. You can just sample away. and yes. just discover all this beer goodness you have on the wall.
Yes, we actually opened up with a brewery called Jolly Pumpkin. We thought it was kind of unique
for the
holidays. They actually only brew one pumpkin beer, but there's 14 different beers from Jolly Pumpkin on tap right now. So you can try the whole lineup in one day.
Do you know where they're out of?
Dexter, Michigan.
Okay.
Well, I'm thinking about this beer right now and combining it with these sandwiches that you brought. You also brought a cheeseburger. And this is just not just some ordinary cheeseburger off the street.
No. This is 100% ground short rib is what we use for the meat. So nice flavor profile there. It's topped with our famous Pips sauce. Pips is our food truck. And so we brought that over and brought it straight into the Hops House. So you can have a little bit of that street hamburger right here in the Argosy Casino.
Cool.
The Pips sauce.
Yeah.
Tell us about that pip. Is that what that was tasting?
Yeah, we call it our secret pip sauce.
What's pip mean?
A pip is a small dot on a card or a dice. Instead of the number four, it's the four dots or the four pips.
I'm
on
a dice
card.
Man. I should have known that.
Yeah.
You are?
I like to shoot a little dice.
I didn't
know that about you,
Jasper.
It's a different Italian game.
That's a whole other story. So the pip sauce, it is incredible, but you're not going to tell us what's in it because it's secret.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a little spicy, though, I will tell you that.
It's got a little bit of garlic and onions to add some kick to it, but it is a mayonnaise-based sauce.
And... Well, we got three ingredients of them, Kimberly. That's pretty good. That's our goal sometimes with guests, so...
It's a good place to start.
Okay, Joe, we are sweet tooth fanatics.
Uh-oh.
So tell us what you do. Tell us how you pair one of your desserts with beer.
Well, our dessert menu is pretty small on our end, but what we like to do is run over to the coffee shop, which has a full supplied bake shop coming from the bake shop upstairs. Yeah. And we have an amazing pastry chef who does really, really cool things. We have some great chocolate stouts on right now. There's one from Stone that's a Mexican chocolate stout. It has the cinnamon and the spices of a Mexican chocolate. We have Young's Double Chocolate on Nitro. So that gives it a really velvety, creamy head. And we just grab them a piece of chocolate cake and bring it over.
I love it.
It just melts everybody's heart.
Or you could just have a glass of stout, and that could be your liquid dessert, right?
Yes, and some of them are rich enough that you want to. You
know? Liquid dessert, Miss Kimberly. I'll leave that one up to you. Okay, people have this idea, hotel, casino, food. And sometimes I'm not going to the casino for food. This is a unique concept. You guys have put your heart and soul into this. So it's just not some off-the-street restaurant. They put a lot into the idea. Made-from-scratch kitchen. I mean, it's very, very unique for a casino to do something like this.
Yes. When the concept came about, we looked at what we thought. And with my background of being a home brewer and into beer for 10, 12 years now, and Eric being a certified Cicerone, we looked at what the town of Kansas City was doing and what's our favorite places and what are they doing. And we really said, we need to be there.
Right.
And we looked at some other spots through the town and picked the best things and what we liked the most and put those ideas together. The idea was to get past casino food and show people that we're chefs and we know what's going on in the world and that we're paying attention and we're not caught in our little bubble.
That's very, very smart if you think about it.
So how often do you rotate beers on the 99 beer wall?
Well, we have the 64 behind the bar, and that is actually poured by a bartender, and then the 28's on the wall.
Okay.
92 beers.
And plus bottle program, too.
So we're up to 99.
We're well over, Jasper. We rotate. As soon as the keg blows, we got the next thing coming on.
Okay.
And if we can find something really cool, we're bringing it in. The Jolly Pumpkin thing, there's a lot of beers that nobody else in the city has right now. We have bottles that nobody has, and then the taps change out as frequent as we can. We opened up with what I thought could be one of the top beer lists in the city.
Oh, there's no doubt.
So as a chef, it's got to be really exciting, Joe, to use your beer knowledge. You said you've been a home brewer. And for years, and you obviously love beer, but to incorporate it into really good food like you've done, that's got to be really a kick.
Yeah, it's really fun, not only to cook with beer, but to talk to a guest and talk to them about the concept of the menu wasn't to say that this dish pairs exactly with this beer.
Sure.
We wanted to make a whole bunch of food that you just wanted to eat and drink beer and hang out, watch game, you know, thing like that. So,
and I think a lot of our listeners need to know this. And this is really cool, especially for a casino if you're hanging around for a while. Breakfast for dinner or lunch. That's really unique.
Yeah, that was a little fun thing. We always, you know, You know, it's late night or maybe it's early morning and you need something a little different.
Yeah.
So we do a take on a waffle. It gets a nice tropical fruit salad, lemon curd, caramel sauce, whipped cream that's got infusion of coconut and cardamom on it. We do a raspberry French toast that's actually made with a stout syrup and port-soaked raspberries, some things like that.
Are you kidding
me?
Whoa,
those sound like desserts.
How about it, Kim? Now, I will tell you this. We love that you support local, not only with the beer, but also with the KC sausage from our friends at Chrisman's.
Yeah, Chrisman's, Farm to Market, Roma Bread. We try to use those guys as much as we can.
We love them all.
Yeah.
And you guys are really into supporting the community as well. Thank you so much to 99 Hops House and you for being the Chiefs Ambassador gala a couple of weeks ago.
Where you brought those eggs.
You wowed the crowd. Wowed those big football players with your deviled eggs. I loved it.
I've never seen people eat them by the handful.
And those are big hands.
Yeah, right.
Well, I can only imagine what's on the horizon. Like Kimberly said, with the change in the seasons, any big plans for the holidays?
You know, we got a couple events planned out. And our first one coming up next will be the it's going to be called Malt vs. Hop, and it's going to be with Firestone Walker.
Really?
Yeah. It's going to be setting up at the beer wall and using that to highlight malt and hops, two separate flavor profiles of beer. And then we're going to make some food to go along with that, and that'll be on November 17th.
No kidding. Well, that's fantastic. Well, Kimberly, I think it's time to visit the casino, the Argosy Casino at that.
Get your dice ready.
99 Hops. Get your pips ready. How's that? Make sure you check them out. You can go to the website, of course, or you can check them out on Facebook. Again, it's 99 Hops. This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
We're live from Jasper's Kitchen. Enjoying a little kitchen food in the studio right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710.
Ah, Kimberly, sipping a little espresso liqueur.
We could say it's midnight at the Oasis here this morning on Live, couldn't we?
I like that. Boy, you're so really sharp. The writer is coming out now, sharp as a pencil.
Actually, we are going to be talking with Angela Sargent and her product, which is absolutely delicious, Midnight Espresso Coffee Liqueur. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us.
Well, Angela, I have to tell you, you are the only person to ever come into Jasper's office with a bottle of liqueur and Leonard, or anything, meat, seafood, any type of grocery,
cups.
And Leonard immediately buys from you. So that's... Should go on your resume or something.
We should get you a plaque.
Thank you. Okay. That would be great. He was very nice. Everybody
I have to
would.
Tell you, I just wrote a big article about how labels do sell. Now, we know the product, as I've already tasted this product many, many times. But labels right now, that makes a big difference in bottling. This label is eye-catching, Kimberly.
The branding, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
Now, did you look at the bottom of the label, Kim?
I don't have my glasses on. What does it say?
Well, it says, after it says Midnight Espresso, it says The Roastery.
The Roastery.
So, yeah, you didn't know that, did you? Stump the Rider, The Roastery.
I love it. So you did a collaboration with Danny O'Neill.
Yes.
And, of course, this is a vodka-based, it's a patented liqueur.
It is.
And it's available in regular and decaf. I love it.
Yes.
Now, let's talk about your mom, because the inspiration, the creator, and she's not here, unfortunately.
Yes. She started making coffee liqueur in the 1970s, and I remember her grinding coffee beans and just doing different recipes and trying to come up with a very good product. And she changed it and it evolved over the years. And friends of hers would want it for their birthdays and she'd give it as Christmas gifts. And that was really all people would ask for her.
No kidding.
Yes.
Well, of course, the recipe was good enough. You guys won a bronze medal for your regular Midnight Espresso and a silver for the decaf in the San Francisco World Spirits Competition.
Yes.
So that's no small achievement.
In 2013, and it was a worldwide competition, there were coffee liqueurs from Italy, from everywhere.
We're talking right now with the co-owner of Midnight Espresso, Angela Sargent. Angela, I have to ask you. How old were you when you first tasted this liqueur? Yeah. Let's go back a little bit now. Maybe we shouldn't talk about that.
Definitely 21.
Definitely okay. 21. Now, I have to ask you, decaf.
Yes.
And this is kind of important, especially today when people want, you know, regular decaf. And everybody thinks, you know, espresso is going to be too much. But now, decaf, that's great for a cocktail.
A lot of people are caffeine sensitive. And the older I got, the more it bothered me later in the day.
Yeah.
And as we were bringing it to market, we were doing taste tests and I found myself doing laundry at 3 a.m. and things that, you know, I really probably shouldn't be doing at 3 a.m. So we talked about coming up with a decaf, and the decaf actually took us longer because it's difficult to go from the top of the stove to a larger production. So we really started in about 2010 working on it, got the regular nice and tight, and then it took probably about a year longer
to do the decaf. So what's your favorite way to serve it?
My favorite is just on the rocks with a splash of
The noise. I'm putting some on the rocks
some
right
ice
now,
cubes,
Kimberly.
Jasper.
She brought ice cubes. Is that great?
And it's cold. And I also, this summer, made similar to an Italian cream soda. There was just put coffee liqueur and then sparkling water because it's a nice light drink for the summer. And if you like Italian cream sodas, you can put a little splash
I didn't think about
cream
that.
In there as well.
I'm thinking about Danny O'Neill's, my favorite drink from Danny O'Neill, and that's the Leawood J. It's really called the Brookside Bob, but I call it the Leawood J because he has his Leawood location. So I'm going to add some of this to my Leawood J.
You know what else it's really good in of Danny's is the Nitro.
Oh, really?
If you put some Midnight Espresso in Nitro,
that's cool.
Phenomenal.
I bet the uses for this are endless.
Oh, yeah.
If you get right down to it.
Well, think about it. We made a special cannoli. I don't know if you knew that, but in September, National Cannoli Month, we made a special Midnight Espresso cannoli. But also, I'm thinking about making a gelato with this.
Oh. Okay.
Or maybe even a granita, but I know it'd be probably better than a granita with the ice, but I could still fold in my gelato.
Yes, it's delicious. That has been done.
Cheers. I'm taking a little sip right now.
So, Angela, what makes this different other than just quality, small batch? What makes this different from other coffee liqueurs?
This is the only vodka base that we're aware of. So other coffee
the other ones are rum, aren't they?
Are rum or tequila. So it's the base and it's the quality that we use for the vodka and all the other ingredients. The coffee from Danny from the roastery is obviously very, very good.
It's strong.
We spent, you know, quite a bit of time working on the right blend and figuring out which ones to use. And
so it's a proprietary blend.
It's not a proprietary blend.
Okay.
People could probably get
it's probably
it
the
as
same
well.
Blend he sells to Jasper's. I know Danny too well.
So it's like the Tuscan espresso or?
The decaf, I do know, is the Tuscan.
Yeah. You're getting all the secrets out of this lady. What's the matter with
I just know it's the Tuscan espresso is like the bee's knees.
Yes.
The bee's knees. Here we go again.
The bee's knees.
All these big words and expressions.
But the hardest part about it is the process because you can't really patent ingredients, but it is a process and it takes, you know, 3 to 5 days to make it.
That's if you don't mind if I ask, how did you get the whole thing patent? I mean, that's pretty tough.
It is. It's a
I mean,
a very
everybody makes liqueurs,
process.
But a lot of people don't do patents on their liqueurs.
Correct. It's been about 2 years in the process. And
really?
At the end of the pending. So it does take a long time. It's not an easy thing to do.
So where can you purchase Midnight Espresso in the Kansas City area?
Jasper's. Excuse me.
We have a website, and there's multiple locations on the website, midnightespressoliqueur.com, and there's different tabs within the website, and there's a tab that says where to find us. There's a map, literally a map, and it will tell you the closest location from where you are.
We make a drink at the restaurant now for 60-some years, and it's a Cafe Calypso. And my father used to like to tell people that he started this drink at Jasper's, which was another coffee liqueur with coffee, of course, and we use Danny O'Neill's coffee now from the roastery, and a little ladle of whipped cream on top.
Mm.
And we switched to this in the drink, the Midnight Espresso, and I'm telling you, Kimberly, the flavor is unbelievable because I hate to say it, but some of those other coffee liqueurs now are watered. I don't know what they're doing, but they are watered down, or maybe they're just using a lower quality of rum in them.
Well, and they have artificial flavorings and colorings and ours has none of that. It's just all natural ingredients. And
the real deal.
It is. It is.
It really makes a difference.
Anything on the drawing board for Midnight Espresso in the future? Have any little secrets you can...
Cream of Midnight Espresso?
Cream de mint,
Not yet. Not yet. But we do a lot of tastings, you know, around town, locally. We're doing...
You only brought in 45 bottles today. I mean, I know. What do you think we
are
here?
The small ones you can share with your friends or you can stick them in your pocket. And we're also doing Brown Derby event in Springfield.
Oh, wow.
Coming up. So.
That's cool. Well, we have a special drink that we make at the restaurant that we use your espresso liqueur in. And I am just kind of like over the top crazy about it. I think it's really fantastic flavors. I mean, it's unique. It's not just a watered down
it's
liqueur.
It's deep and rich.
It is. It really is. You see, there you go again with the editing. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Good to have you by my side. Well, we appreciate you coming in today, Angela. And best to your mama, please.
Thanks so much.
You take care of her. We have to have her on the show.
I would love that, and so would she.
Well, this is a nice tribute to your mama. Keep it in the family, and you keep going with this because I can only see what's on the horizon and in the future for you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Angela.
Thanks, Kimberly.
This is Jasper Morabili.
And Kimberly Stern.
Make sure you check out this special espresso liqueur, midnight espresso, at your local liquor store. If they don't carry it, make sure they do and ask them to bring it in for you. Right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Live from Jasper's Kitchen is brought to you by Hen House Market. Since 1923, our friends from Hen House Market are celebrating New Year's Eve in the stores. And of course, you need to check them out because Hen House Market is your store. You need to find out all about those beautiful Tippins pies to celebrate the holiday with. Oh my, I'm thinking French silk, pumpkin pie, of course, lemon meringue, apple pie, cherry pie. Oh, it could be a Tippins New Year's Eve for me, my friends. And make sure you go out and check out the meat department and the fresh seafood. Hey, lobster and steaks? That's right. Celebrate the New Year's with Hen House Market, your store since 1923. From the Ball family to your family, Happy New Year, my friends.
Miss Kimberly, I don't think it gets any better than this.
Finger looking good, Jay.
I caught you in the middle of a bite. That's why I did it just now, because usually you catch me. Kim, we're talking rock and roll. We're talking barbecue ribs. We're talking, of course, rock and brews.
In Prairie Fire, they opened a couple of years ago, and it's an energized dining and entertainment concept. Of course, Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons, I think it was their brainchild, right?
Yes, they're part of a group of five of our founders, and basically after a concert, they're drinking beer backstage.
Imagine
and they're
that.
Like, doesn't get any better than this. Rock and roll and good beer. So it just came from that.
And Shoes in Kansas City was huge because, I mean, come on, man. I know you have places. You opened up a new place in Oklahoma this weekend?
Actually, Oklahoma City was last year.
Yes,
coming
it was.
Up on okay. Monday, we're launching our new St. Louis location, which is located in Chesterfield.
No kidding. That's something else. And how many restaurants total in the group?
Oh my gosh, they're opening up so quickly. I think at this moment there's 18, but by the end of the year there should be about 21.
Well, the Prairie Fire location, Kimberly, right by you, is just absolutely beautiful. That open air.
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. And Dawn Curtis, who we've been talking to, is the event director, PR manager for the Kansas City store, the region maybe? Kansas City store?
Primarily the Kansas yeah. City store, but I do, you know, put my 2 cents worth here and there.
There you go.
The other locations.
And I love the fact that you can bring your dog on the patio. It's dog friendly.
It's dog friendly. Oh my gosh. And it's just now picking up. So we'll have at least five dogs on the patio at once. And they're, believe it or not, well behaved.
I've taken Opal, my little dog, aww, several times, and you've got a fabulous menu
well,
for
we
dogs.
Well, we have a special dog menu.
Yeah.
And
I love it.
They deliver it in a little dog bowl. We feature the Addie's Feast, which is chicken and brown rice. That's probably the most popular
yeah,
one.
She loves
dogs
that.
Get these ribs because if they do, they're gonna be happy dogs. I'm telling you right now.
Well, we have bark and bacon, and
no
we
way.
Have little hamburgers, chicken breasts.
How creative!
Yes.
Well, you've brought along your chef today, and I have to tell you, chef, there's a lot of ribs around Kansas City, and to serve ribs in Kansas City.
Yeah.
You better be prepared, my friend, and you all. I mean, you brought it to the table.
We always do, actually.
So we've got Luis Esparza, who is the executive kitchen manager. You also train
yes.
other kitchens. You spent some time in St. Louis helping.
Actually, I spent some time in Oklahoma, too,
yeah.
open Oklahoma.
Good.
And this is going to be my second opening.
Excellent.
On the St. Louis store.
Chef, do you get creative in the kitchen?
I do, actually, all the time. I like to create a lot of different kind of food, especially for caterings and all stuff, too.
Yeah. And so what separates your kitchen from other bar and grill type restaurants?
First of all, this restaurant, I mean, this is a family restaurant,
uh-huh.
not a bar.
Yeah.
Our kitchen is everything made from scratch. And I mean, I hate it when it comes in a can. I like to prep everything from scratch.
Yeah.
I like your style already, chef.
And of course, rock and roll sets
exactly.
it apart too, right?
It is.
And it is family friendly.
It is.
I mean, every time I go in there, because your turkey burger is something I crave. I love the turkey burger there.
Yeah, but, with what is it? The apple rosemary, aioli on it.
That's good. A
green mix on it, and wheat bun.
Yeah.
I have to ask you, what is the most popular item on the Rockin' Brews menu?
Right now, it's the ribs.
There's no doubt.
The ribs. Basically, the ribs, we marinate it for 12 hours, and then we cook it for 150 degrees for another 12 hours. So.
Wow.
And I then mean, the, fall off the bone, Kim.
They are.
This is something else. That's tough in Kansas City to bring ribs into this room here right now. Rob Carson across the hall, who thinks he's like the barbecue master of the world anyway. And, and to look at these ribs, I'm overwhelmed right now, Kim.
So
I'm going to steal one of your ribs while we're talking.
You steal. But Lee, and that bark. Oh, it's wonderful. So if you could tell our audience one thing about the Rockin' Brews menu, what would it be? Other than it's fresh and it's good. There's something for everyone.
Now, like, you hear that? The hesitation.
I know.
There must be a lot on that menu that you love, my friend. Well, he wouldn't put it out.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, we love everything. I love everything we have. We got great food, actually.
Yeah,
it is. So we just going to start doing some house smoked pastrami sandwich.
Mm. You're going to do your own pastrami.
Exactly. It's a 7-day process. Knew? So that's going to be one of the items on the new menu we're going to roll out pretty soon, actually.
That's not something you play games with, Kimberly. If you do pastrami, you know what you're doing in the kitchen.
You do know. So, Luis, what's your culinary background, and how does that influence your cooking?
I love what I do. I got passion on food. I come from other different restaurants that I learned from some good ass chef. I hate seeing people when they're messing up with the food. I mean, I don't even like microwave. Too, so
yeah.
Everything has to be prepared and make as I like it too. Yeah.
That's what we like to hear, because you know, so many restaurants, it's so easy. They order from that big truck, they deliver in the parking lot, throw it in the microwave, and people are used to that. And then when you taste the ribs like this or the mac and cheese, I could see your heart and soul went into this.
Yeah, exactly. The only thing I use the microwave is just to melt some butter, and that's about
there
it.
There you go. Or you can put popcorn in it.
I consider myself a foodie. I love food, but he's ruined it for me. Whenever I go out to other restaurants, I'm like, oh, Luis can do this so much better. Why am I even here?
There you go. We're talking about Rockin' Brews right now. You can go visit them over in Prairie Fire, Kimberly. You can bring the dog. I know, Opal, you really like that idea.
I do.
But we need to talk a little bit about the beers, because I don't think Opal's had any beer over there, has she?
No. She's not of age.
She's not of age. So when she gets of age, she'll... So let's talk about the craft beers. You have a lot of beers on that menu.
Mm-hmm. We have 52 beers on draft.
Wow.
And that doesn't even count our bottle. So I'd say total, probably about 100 beers choose from. Yes. Yeah, so we do some pairings here and there. So we train our servers to tour guides. So once they come, you know, tableside, they're... People ask questions. We're fairly a new concept. We're still trying to get our names out there, even though we've been there for 2 years. Yeah. But they'll tour guide and they'll say, okay, ribs are great with, you know, our KC beer Dunkel. You can match your mac and cheese with, you know, we can do Boulevard 80 Acre. We really pride ourselves on featuring local beers as well.
And don't you do a Sunday brunch?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I had no idea about the Sunday brunch.
Okay, so let me tell you, Mr. Humble over here, he created our whole brunch menu.
Really? Tell me about it.
The brunch menu, we got the basic brunch items, egg benedicts. We have omelets, French toast. We got the only thing we have the difference is the huevos rancheros.
Oh,
it has the chorizo sausage on it. You got some fried beans, and it comes with a fried tortilla and cheese on it too.
So I know you have your own touch on that, my friend.
Yep.
Well, my friends, you need to check them out. It's called Rockin' Brews. You need to go over there. It's over in Prairie Fire. You can check out the website, which is.
It's rockinbrews.com/Overland Park. We have all of our menus listed on our websites for easy access.
You need to check them out. And you know what? Bring the dog. How about it,
Bring
Kimberly?
The dog. And you know, Prairie Fire is such a fun place to walk around before or after dinner. Lots of shopping.
Sorry, but after dinner, I'm not doing anything but having this brawny bread pudding, Miss Kimberly. How about that?
Dig in.
This is Jasper Mirabile.
And Kimberly Stern.
Celebrating 10 years right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710, Kansas City's most stimulating talk.
Everybody sing the song, doo-dah, doo-dah. Well, everybody's sing this song all the doo-dah days.
Miss Kimberly, I think this next interview is going to make you and many of our listeners very hungry for a little road trip.
Absolutely. A road trip to Wichita, to be exact.
It's not far.
To the Doodah Diner.
The Doodah Diner. I love the note, and you got the lady on the phone.
We do. We have the co-owner of the Doodah Diner. And can I say, Timmery Shibley, you're the co-owner, and it's so much fun to say Doodah Diner. It just makes me smile.
That's what we love. And ironically, for us, Doodah is the nickname that we have for our hometown, which is Wichita, Kansas.
So is that the nickname of Wichita for everybody, or just something you and your husband gave the town?
Well, interestingly enough, I've had quite a few opinions in the 4 years since we have opened this as to who had that as a nickname or not. And what we have decided is it mostly came from those in the 70s and 80s that grew up on the east side of Wichita.
So we're talking about like a laid-back, whimsical attitude, huh?
Exactly. And for us, you know, some people really, when we were creating the idea and the concept for the restaurant, and we were throwing names out, and we literally had 3 weeks from the time we signed the lease until we opened. So there wasn't a lot of pre-thought and planning into this, but Doodah was always the nickname that we had used for Wichita. Uh-huh. And so when I Googled it, it would be no name that you would ever associate with food service.
I love that. And the Doodah Diner. There you go. And, you know, you live in a town that evidently loves breakfast, just like Kansas City loves breakfast. And you have earned, in just 4 years of being open, best breakfast from the local, is it the Wichita Eagle?
It is.
Yeah. Yeah,
we've won it for the last 2 years.
Wow.
And we were a favorite that are in our second year. So, yes. And when we were a favorite that year with the Eagle, our Wichita magazine, we won it for best breakfast for the Wichita magazine, which we've now won 3 years going. So,
excellent.
Yes, it's been crazy. And we also serve lunch. And but it's the breakfast that is, I think, a harder commodity to find anymore.
And I must say, it's not just breakfast. We're not just talking bacon and eggs, my friends. We're talking crab cakes Benedict. Banana
with
bread.
Grilled asparagus.
Oh, come on. Banana bread French toast.
That's gluten-free.
Crispy corned beef hash made in-house.
Mm-hmm.
Triple D. What's the Triple D? What's that all about?
Okay, well, one of my favorite restaurants in Kansas City was La Bodega, and I love tapas, and I love the small plates and the sharing concept. But we also get a lot of people who travel through town, and they get one shot to come to the Doodah Diner. And so the Triple D is actually a half serving of our three most popular breakfast entrees, well, at that time, way back when we created it. And it's a half of a banana bread French toast, half order of our crispy corned beef hash, and then half order of what is now called our Tanya's Benny, which is our version of an Eggs Benedict. But it gives people the chance to
sample.
Have something savory, something a little bit spicy, and then something more along the lines of dessert. And it just gives, and you can make it a home run by adding a half a biscuit and gravy.
Well, I'd go for the home run, wouldn't you, Jasper?
Wait a second. She said biscuits and gravy like nothing. We're talking made from scratch biscuits, according to my friend Mindy Riley from the Olive Tree.
Yes, yes. The biscuits have quite a reputation. And they are loved. And the gravy. The gravy starts with, you know, cooking the sausage, and we use a roux that we make, and it's cream, and it's a lot of sausage. I think he said there's like 5 pounds of sausage in 3 gallons.
Us. Chicken fried steak and eggs, the Brutus chicken and waffles. But are you ready for this, listeners? You better be sitting down right now. I'm telling you, fried bologna and egg sandwich. Uh-huh. You just hit the Mirabile heart with that one.
That's worth a road trip. We need to get up on early
God.
On a Sunday morning. And well, you just have brunch service on Sundays, right?
Well, no, actually on Sunday is the prime day for anybody to come visit, especially from Kansas City, because we only offer a brunch buffet on Sunday. So for the same price as ordering a crab cake Benedict with grilled asparagus and a glass of orange juice, you literally get to try just about everything that's on our menu, even if you just want one bite to see what it's like.
Even the chicken and noodles?
Actually, the chicken and noodles make an appearance about every other Sunday. We have the meatloaf as far as the lunch items on the buffet.
The Bat Out of Hell meatloaf.
Oh, our Bat Out of Hell meatloaf, which is a huge hit. mashed potatoes, green beans. The whole plethora, omelets. There's not even enough time to tell you everything that's on our brunch buffet.
Homemade soups and chili also?
Lady. That's our niche. Our niche is that we do everything from scratch. We bring in a 40-pound block of cheddar cheese, and I pay $2 more per pound to bring it in not shredded. And then I pay my staff to break it down and shred it, because what it doesn't then have are the waxes and the preservatives that keep that cheese unnaturally shredded. And so when you melt our shredded cheddar cheese on top of our breakfast burrito or on top of our omelets, our customers can tell us the difference. That it's like, why is this so much better? We whip our own butter. I mean, it's just taking those extra steps. We make 7 different types of bread and biscuits and egg noodles and hamburger buns and focaccia, and all of that is made in-house. It's not just baked in-house.
Right, right.
It starts as flour and baking soda. And so I think it's just the concept has caught on so well because people tell us over and over, it's the kind of food that our moms would make if our moms still had time to cook.
To cook, right?
So, and that fried bologna sandwich, when a first-timer comes in and sees it on the menu, it is always this happy memory from childhood that I would think it was like, at first when we put it on the menu, I thought, how many people are going to just look at that and laugh and say, I would never. I had so many fried bologna sandwiches as a kid. Why would you put it on a menu? And it's one of our more popular items. It's even on the lunch side of the menu with American cheese. And then my husband put it on the breakfast side with a fried egg. And both are popular.
Well, I can only imagine what's on the horizon for your place. This lady, I mean, her and her husband with culinary background experience, the Doodah Diner, Kimberly, it's a road trip for sure. We have to meet Chef Patrick when we come in there. You guys are always there. I mean, this is very unique diner. I mean, it's a mom and pop place, seriously, in Kansas. And that's, I don't think it gets any better than that, Kimberly.
And, you know, Jasper, it doesn't, of course, on the dessert menu. You know, I scrolled down to that immediately, bread pudding and a root beer float. So in my mind, it's worth the miles to go to Wichita to the Doodah Diner.
Now, Jasper, where are you located at? Give us one more time with the address.
Incredibly easy. We're right in downtown off of the main highway, Kellogg, or Highway 400. We're at 206 East Kellogg.
Right.
Well, it's the Doodah Diner, cooked from scratch, breakfast and lunch, and, of course, Sunday brunch. My friend, thanks for coming on the show today and talking with us, giving our listeners a little tempting taste of your diner. And, of course, Kimberly, it's a road trip for sure for me and you.
Oh, the Doodah Day.
I knew that was going to come up somewhere.
Jasper and Kimberly, I can't wait to head back up there. I'm heading to Jasper's. It's been a while.
We look forward to seeing you. This is Jasper Mirabile.
I'm Kimberly Stern.
We're talking the Doodah Diner right here on KCMO.
Talk Radio 103.7 FM, AM 710, Kansas City's most stimulating talk. All the Doodah Day.